A group of about 40 people held a rally in Bethel this morning for subsistence rights. They gathered in the parking lot of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office. Most of them were Yupik from Bethel and nearby villages. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes was there and has the story.
Tim Andrew, who organized the event, pulls protest signs out of a pickup truck.
This has been building for quite a few years.
Andrew says he's been thinking about this day for a long time, a way to peacefully protest state management that has been conflicting with Yupik hunters and fishermen for decades. A large, colorful sign reads, "Feeding our families is not a crime." And the fishermen trials are clearly on people's minds. Nick Hoover, who is from the village of Kosigluk, says that's why he's here.
To support, you know, the fishers, the protest fishers from last year. I have been keeping tabs on them, and I just think it's important to show them support.
Others also talk about the fishermen who were sighted last summer during subsistence closures. But for Andrew, the rally is about something much bigger than a trial.
It's people from primarily from Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and the Kenai Peninsula that are controlling our way of life, our access to our fisheries, our access to our way of access to game.
So politics are getting in the way?
Yes, very much so.
As people continue to arrive, most ralliers are timidly facing one another in the parking lot until one woman gives them some friendly encouragement.
Face the road so people can see you.
Her name is Monica Sheldon, and she holds a sign that reads, "Fish equals culture."
My sign means that the fish that we fish for, the salmon especially, and any kind of fish actually, is the food that we live on and gives us strength and helps us to sustain our way of life.
Andrew gets out a small microphone to address the crowd.
Welcome, Koyanapiti Dailiji, to the Idle No More subsistence rally.
With mic in hand, he leads the group in a march to the Bethel Courthouse via Bethel's main road. They stop at Watson's Corner and wave their signs at the traffic passing by.
People make a noise.
At the courthouse, a single drum is heard as several people take turns speaking in support of subsistence rights. Akiak tribal leader Mike Williams Sr. says there is a need for tribal co-management of resources.
Our people have managed our resources for over 10,000 years. We've done a pretty good job, and that's a pretty good track record. And our people, our tribal governments, must be afforded on a government-to-government basis with the federal government, and that is the federal law. But the state needs to honor that as well.
Who believes in subsistence?
Yeah!
Who believes in fishing?
Yeah!
Who believes in gathering?
It's been about an hour and a half, and as the crowd leaves, Andrew says he thinks it went well. He says subsistence supporters need to continue to express their rights to the state government management groups.
You know, because all those people control how we eat, when we eat, and how we hunt, how we gather, how we fish.
Andrew says oftentimes those regulations and enforcement practices go against the Yupik culture and traditional way of life. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.